The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today,
think about what it would be like if you were the person that needed someone to notice your challenge, your situation, perhaps your heartache or your pain. If we want our prayers answered, let's seek to be an answer to someone else's prayer.
Find out how you can be a part of the solution next on Life Today.
You know, it is such a joy to be able to share with you. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are just thrilled to have the opportunity to actually encourage you to do something. I want to show you something I think you're going to like. You see this cup? Well, when you put anything warm in it that you like to drink, Betty drinks a caffeine-free cappuccino that our son gave you years ago and you liked it, so you still enjoy it. But when you put any coffee, hot tea, whatever, it changes color. And it looks like this. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Isaiah said to the people of faith, God's family, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is on you. Betty, that's my prayer for every believer to see today. We need to arise and shine with God's glory, the manifest presence of Jesus on us. And you know, if people watch our program, and all of our guests will have such incredible testimonies or ministries, that we're trying to encourage you to be a light in a very dark world. And so many of you have chosen to be that. Betty, one of the things that I marvel at with our viewers is that when we begin to talk about someone having a challenge or a need, rather than checking out or tuning out, it seems like they tune in. Mm-hmm. I get the impression that our viewers want to arise and shine with God's glory and God's love on them.
I've always felt that way about you. I know you like, everyone needs the encouragement, and that's what we try to do here at Life Today, is to encourage you. And when we encourage you, hopefully you're inspired to encourage others, and we have an opportunity to do that with the feeding of the children. And you've always come through. You've always blessed us by your generous help to the children who are so hungry.
Well, you know, that's what we're actually going to be giving you an opportunity to do. And that's why I was saying that you amaze us, because when you find out that you're going to see a situation that requires love, rather than going on to something else that might be entertaining or might just, say, focus strictly on your particular challenge or need, you at least pause, and I think this is what's happening. I actually think you're pausing to think about what it would be like if you were the person that needed someone to notice your challenge, your situation, perhaps your heartache or your pain. And I want to thank you for doing that. I've said many times on this program, if we want our prayers answered, let's seek to be an answer to someone else's prayer. And I want you to look in on a situation right now. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you because when you get the idea, James, I can tell you and Betty are going to show me someone that needs love or needs help, and you don't leave. Father, I thank you for the people who right now are saying, let me see what it is that needs to be done and see what I can do. In Jesus' name, you know, with all the horrible natural disasters we've experienced this year in the United States and in some of the island communities that are part of our nation, and some of them are neighbors, and around the world, the pain that's there, I think we have a keen awareness of what it's like to have need and then see love and compassion show up. Well, the people you're about to see are experiencing a natural disaster too. You know what the answer is? It's to arise and shine as a supernatural solution to that challenge. You watch with a prayerful heart, and I think you're going to be excited about arising to shine the glory, the light, and the love of God.
Areas of southern Africa are currently experiencing one of the worst droughts seen in over 30 years. And as a result, the usual crop harvest has failed yet again. Desperate for food of any kind, families living in the remote villages of Angola will try to eat just about anything. But unfortunately, leaves and tree pods offer little nutritional value. The effects of this devastating drought are most obvious on the young children.
I'm here with a little girl called Adelena. She's just 2 years old, and you can see from the color of her hair, from her extended belly, this child is not in good condition. Her health is not good. The reason being because she hasn't had good nutrition. The child has really suffered. This village just some months ago, there were children that were dying here, dying on a weekly and a monthly basis as a result of malnutrition, starvation, simple lack of food. And yet, thanks to you, thanks to the gifts that you've given, you've made it possible for us to bring mission feeding to her village. Her story is going to be a good story, a story of life rather than death. But if you look just over my shoulder, you'll see the valley behind me, and just in that valley is a village where we were yesterday. It's a village where they don't have mission feeding, and so children are dying. Mothers told us some had lost two, some three, one mother as many as five children to malnutrition. But it's so easy for us to change that. It's so easy for us to extend what we're doing here in this village. The trucks are here. Our people are here. We're ready to do it. We're ready to extend mission feeding into their village and to extend that lifeline. You can make it possible for us to end the cycle of death. Please help us today. Give the gift of life. Give mission feeding.
That would certainly inspire you to want to continue the feeding in the village that Isaac was talking about, where the food is now there. But I think it's really important to point out, it's there because the missionaries that you enabled to be beyond empty-handed, you put something in their hands to share with their heart of compassion, so they set up the feeding center. That means it's been established there, Betty. We've got 400,000 children in challenge situations already located. But like he referenced the one in the distance, there is no feeding center there. So what we're doing right now, when we tell you that we've got 400,000 located, some of them are like the one you saw there, we're already feeding. But in order to continue, because we have used up all the resources from the last time we emphasized this, I mean, that's gone. I mean, think about it. When we say you're going to help for the next months, and then when that period ends, we have to move into the next period. So in order for us to continue where you just saw Isaac rejoicing that something was happening, but over his shoulder there is still that crying need for another center. Well, they know approximately how many are there. So when we tell you we've located the need and we're going to help by joining together those hundreds of thousands of children, you've got to see each one as though it's your child, one at a time, how do we help them? Well, that's what we do together. You make a gift of $30, $50, or $100, and it will feed 3, 5, or 10 children the next months. I want you to listen to a real missionary, Sheila Walsh. See, she's been a missionary to Women of Faith. She's been a missionary back on the 700 Club. She's been a missionary singing in the Billy Graham Crusades. She's a missionary writing incredible books of inspiration, which we have one right now to offer you to help you with any challenge or any mess you're in. But let's see Sheila there with the missionaries and a mission heart herself, and see if God speaks to you.
Angola, Africa. Drought is crushing this land. You see, plants spring from the earth with promise of food, promise of life. But long before they can ever provide any sort of sustenance, they quickly fail and wither back into the earth. This drought has affected the many lives that depend on this food, but it has affected some more than others. The children suffer the worst. Their bodies are not meant to withstand this lack of sustenance. Some will make it. Some will not.
You can just see it in her eyes, this tremendous loss. And if anybody understands this woman's pain, it's you, Betty. If you've lost a daughter, it changes everything. And that's a community that no one on this earth signs up to join that community. So you understand this woman's pain. This mom, this young, beautiful mom, has done everything she could, but she shouldn't stand alone. We are the body of Christ. We can do something right now in Angola. You maybe even hear some crying babies in the background. There's a lot of children here who are extremely hungry, and a simple bowl of food can change everything.
Wow, Betty, we got to watch 40 years of beautiful life with our daughter. And we can look back over it. And there's so much joy, even watching her three children and about to have her first grandbaby, which she will see from heaven. But, you know, these little ones, they don't have time, opportunity to have a family. They die now. The heartache it's just almost unbearable. And I think we can identify with those mothers.
We definitely can, and as a mother, I can. I can identify with these mothers because, you see, when your baby's born, the excitement, you're going to have a life, you're going to nurse that baby, you're going to take care of them. You don't think about someday I'm going to bury your baby. We don't think that way, but it's happening with these mothers. They're burying their babies because of why? Not enough food. It's a problem that can be easily solved if we all join together and make the difference and reach out, touch the hearts of these mothers by touching their babies and giving them food to eat so that they can see their babies grow up. What a blessing that would be for these mothers. So please join with us and let's make some mothers really happy and joyful knowing that they're going to see their babies grow up.
You know, Betty, while you were talking, we're just thinking about how much we love our family. And our babies now, our great-grandbabies, our grandchildren are grown and getting married and having babies. But I, listening to you, I just reached over here under this table by my chair, and I picked up a lot of incredible memories. Now listen to me. This is what all the children used to bring. They actually would sometimes bring an old oil can that they'd kind of beat the lid totally off of, or some bent-up can or some old discarded cup. And we're putting hot porridge in. We make the mix hot because it not only warms it and prepares it, but it actually will deal with any bacteria that might have been in the water, because we don't want any germs going in. And you don't really have real good control over everything in Africa. And they would bring a plastic bag, and because the mix was so hot, many times it'd burn right through the bag. And Betty, it was the most indescribable feeling to watch little children drop down where it went through their bag and start scooping it up, dirt and all. Matter of fact, Bruce Jacobson, our executive vice president of media and television and our executive producer, he was once there sitting with some little children, and he looked down, and a little boy was just picking up a little handful of dirt, and he was eating dirt, just trying to feel the hunger. All right, I also picked up something else. I picked up a heat-resistant bowl like this. And you say, well, where did that bowl, that brightly colored bowl, come from? It came from you. It came from people who would see those old dirty cans. They would see a plastic bag and the food go right through it. And they said, give them some bowls. And they would actually watch some children when they would take their container and it was so hot it would burn their hands. And viewers said, let's give them a bowl. The missionary's first response was, no, we got to give them food. They're starving. We can't spend money on bowls. And you said, we will. And these bowls average costing maybe close to a dollar. And you know what people started doing? You're so amazing. You got us to get the bowls. And then, Betty, and this is part of what you did, let's put some lines, because at different areas you need different levels of food. And sometimes if you don't have a ability to measure, you'll run out of food because you just didn't measure it right for the need. And so we have lines in here. And then when you get to the bottom of it, you can see Life Outreach. What they're actually going for is life. You did this. The love of God through you, our viewers said, give them heat-resistant bowls. And Betty, people would give, let's say they wanted to feed five children, they'd give $50, then they'd add five. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give those five children that I'm feeding the next month, I'm giving them a heat-resistant bowl. If they fed 10 and they made that $100 gift, they'd give another $10. This is the way our viewers, I was saying a while ago, and you get this little cup, it's going to remind you every day when you get your hot drink, I'm going to arise and shine. Well, that's what you're doing right now. You're going to arise and shine with the love and the glory of God on you, and you're going to meet needs. So what I'm asking you to do, and you can see right there, you can respond. Do you see that? You can respond. You dial that number. It's always there. We pray for people who call a number. But today, you're saving lives. So you just communicate with us however you want to. You know, many times people will go find Life Today, go to the website, and you give. We're asking you to just follow the leadership of the Lord. We have some beautiful gifts to send you. That incredible cup, Sheila Walsh's book, The Determined Eagle. And Betty, we've got to literally expand the ability of the food factory, our major food factory, to upgrade it, and we're going to be able to make even more food more rapidly and even more effectively. We'll be able to upgrade even the food to some degree because of new equipment, and that's an exact amount, $216,000. I'm praying 216 people just say, Lord, I'll be one, I'll give 1,000. What if we had 216 people do it? But there's a level at which you can help. So if it's 30, 50, or 100, you want to add the $3 for those three children, the $5 for the bowls, the $10, you do it. But right now, we're asking you, under the leadership of the Lord, to communicate with us and take your bank card, use it like a check, make the best gift you can. If you want to write a check, make it to Life, but call us and let us know what you're sending. We have to know if we're going to be able to meet the challenge. Be the answer to those mothers' prayer and their deep concern. Thank you for responding now. Please don't put this off. Please respond right now. Thank you for doing it.
In impoverished and famine-stricken areas of Africa, children are suffering. The need is great, and without food, they face death by starvation. With your support, you will help feed and care for children in crisis areas of Sudan, Angola, and Mozambique. With Africa facing ongoing food shortages and drought, we urgently need to replenish supplies and come to the aid of 400,000 children counting on us. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. Please also consider an additional gift to help provide critically needed upgrades to our food factory that will increase overall production by a staggering 50%. This is a $216,000 challenge above our normal feeding budget that could help save even more lives. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you In the Middle of the Mess. In her new book, Sheila Walsh brings insight to knowing the peace and presence of Christ in the midst of life's inevitable messes. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed and care for 10 children, we'll send you Sheila's book, plus the Arise coffee mug. This heat-activated mug reveals Isaiah 61 each time you fill it with a warm beverage, a wonderful way to begin your day. And finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our Determined Eagle bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, coming to malnutrition clinics like this is so devastating to see children because, unfortunately, so many more children don't leave these clinics than what leave them. But it's even more devastating to me today because this clinic is so full. You can see how they've actually put extra beds down the center of the aisle here. That's not normal because the conditions in this area have reached absolute desperation. And as a result, the clinics are full with children who are fighting for their lives, children who have literally reached that stage of being on death's door. I've got to tell you that I'm tired of this situation. I'm tired of watching children die in clinics like this. Child after child, mother after mother, whose heart is broken because of something so simple. The fact that children don't have enough food, it's an injustice. Because if we remain silent, the silent killer, malnutrition, will win the battle again and again and again. Please, we've got to do what we can do because we're able. And together, we need to act. But this is not where we solve it. Where we have the greatest chance is out there in their villages. Before children get into a severely malnourished state, before they end up here, if we can just take mission feeding to those villages, we can save those children's lives. We can save them from coming here. We can save them from death's door.
I think Isak, thanks for sharing your heart, identifying with the heartache of those mothers and family members. Now, here's what I think. Really important if you understand. That malnutrition clinic you saw, your love pays for that too. But you see, most of them die when they get there. But we're still trying to save their lives. And as with Beth Moore years ago, they kind of prayed a goodbye prayer. 2 years later, Beth Moore played soccer with that little boy. Okay, your love makes the malnutrition clinic possible. Betty, what we're asking every viewer to do right now is to keep children from ever getting there. Even though we're going to meet them there with God's love through you, because you make that possible too. That's part of the outreach. But we're trying to reach into a village so they never get there. And so when you make a gift of 30, 50, or 100 to feed 3, 5, or 10 children, you've just headed off 3, 5, or 10 children from possibly going there or just dying and never getting there. And where the feeding hasn't even started, they're dying. They don't get to the clinic. They just die and they bury them. So we really want you to understand that this works. This is not wishful thinking. It's not looking for some kind of a cure like St. Jude does, which thank God for that. That's why Betty and I support them. But we have the cure. And Betty, if everybody would just see we got the answer, then we're going to meet
absolutely
the need.
Absolutely. And you heard the cries of the children. And those cries are because they're dying, because they're hungry. We can stop so many of those cries if we will get ahead of it before they have to go to the clinics, like James said. Let's stop it before it gets severe. Let's get the food to them. They deserve it. Those mothers want to enjoy their babies. They cry. Their hearts cry when they hear their babies crying because they know it's because of lack of food, nothing they did. But we can do something about that. So please join with us.
We are the miracle. God's love through us. We're the healing they cry out for and they need. Would you please, right now, take your bank card, make the best gifts you can, 30, 50, or 100, feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next month. If you want to add an extra dollar for those 3, 5, or 10 children, just add it on. Give all of them a heat-resistant bowl. Whatever you can do, if you can help us with literally expanding the effectiveness and upgrading the food factory, my goodness, we've got to have 216,000. You say, James, why do you throw the numbers out? Because they're real. And everything we do is effective. But you're the ones that enable us and the missionaries to do it. So please, right now, make the gift God puts on your heart. If you want to write a check, make it to Life. But call us. Let us know what you're sending. The missionaries have to know. We have to know. Thank you for doing it.
In impoverished and famine-stricken areas of Africa, children are suffering. The need is great. And without food, they face death by starvation. With your support, you will help feed and care for children in crisis areas of Sudan, Angola, and Mozambique. With Africa facing ongoing food shortages and drought, we urgently need to replenish supplies and come to the aid of 400,000 children counting on us. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. Please also consider an additional gift to help provide critically needed upgrades to our food factory that will increase overall production by a staggering 50%. This is a $216,000 challenge above our normal feeding budget that could help save even more lives. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you In the Middle of the Mess. In her new book, Sheila Walsh brings insight to knowing the peace and presence of Christ in the midst of life's inevitable messes. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed and care for 10 children, we'll send you Sheila's book, plus the Arise coffee mug. This heat-activated mug reveals Isaiah 61 each time you fill it with a warm beverage, a wonderful way to begin your day. And finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our Determined Eagle bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, I just reached back here and got this Determined Eagle, determined to soar on the turbulence of the times and the challenges of the day. That's rising up with wings as an eagle. That's God's power. But I reached back and got it because the literally dealing with the need in the food factory right now, it's just critical. And I asked 216 people, God, please, give $1,000. We got that. And then, of course, your response for the food. The 30, 50, or 100. We have gifts to send you that are going to bless you, but you are actually giving the gift of life. Thank you for doing it.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.